Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know, a lot of Vikings fans, I'm sure, are out there saying, why did the Vikings win that game yesterday? And you know what? I look, as long as J.J. McCarthy was playing, I kind of agree. I wouldn't agree with that. But I'll tell you what, Matthew Collar, this is my take on what has happened. I think that the defense and Brian Flores, they got together and they said, you know what, the offense ain't going to score. And now basically they shut out Washington. They really took out the Dallas. They held them down, although the offense helped a little bit in that game. And then they absolutely embarrassed Jackson Dart. And then yesterday was a destruction of a Lions offense that was epic. That was like the 1985 Bears playing yesterday. I mean, I think they just thought, the hell with it. We don't need a quarterback. We don't need passing yards. We got Will Reichert and we got us, and we can win the game ourselves. And that's exactly what they did. And more power to them.
Yeah, I think that if this Vikings defense had been healthy for the entire year, they might have made the playoffs despite Carson Wentz, despite, you know, J.J. McCarthy's struggles. Anyway, because, I mean, that right there is one of the best defensive performances I have ever seen. I mean, there were many in 2017 with Mike Zimmer, and over the years he had a lot of gems. But to have one like that where it is total destruction, the other team's offensive line is looking around at each other like they have no idea what is going on up front. And Jared Goff, you know, I was watching the game back this morning on the All-22 film, and I thought he actually made a lot of good decisions to take sacks, to not throw the ball, but they were not giving him any chance at all. And that really comes from Brian Flores and Harrison Smith. I mean, that's where this all starts, because Brian Flores and his scheme, which is sort of this moving target that teams cannot figure out, and then Harrison Smith is the orchestra conductor out there who is changing, you know, different looks and moving to different places and forcing the other team to really figure it all out on the fly. And then the other guy, too, who I thought was – well, two other players I thought were spectacular, but one that wasn't healthy early in the year was Andrew Van Ginkle.
Yes.
And one of the things, just to show you some of Brian Flores' cleverness, Andrew Van Ginkle's about 6'5" and has a wingspan that, I don't know, might be close to 7 feet tall. He was having Van Ginkle jump up into throwing lanes that he knew where they were going to go with the football based on their pass rush. Like, that's the level of detail. You could see it over and over again. Here's Van Ginkle jumping up and getting his hands in the air so Jared Goff couldn't throw those quick little hot routes and things like that behind some of the blitzes. I mean, they really are brilliant as a unit. But earlier this year, and by the way, Blake Cashman had 17 tackles in this game. Like, these are the guys who weren't playing earlier this year. You know, you didn't have Harrison Smith, you didn't have Van Ginkle, you didn't have Cashman. And if they did for the entire year, I think they could have survived even horrific quarterback play like they've received really for the entire season.
And I would say this, that the one guy that really has dissected Brian Flores' defense for the last couple of years has been Jared Goff. But what you just said there really brought it clear to me. Jared Goff, especially last year in the Week 17 game, they were blitzing him all the time, and he always knew right where he was going to go, and he went there, and he went there over. In other words, he knew where to go when they were blitzing. So now it looks like what you're telling me is Brian Flores said, okay, we know where he's going to go, and now we'll just make sure we have Van Ginkel in that passing lane. And because that's brilliant, because so he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. Goff wasn't. So that, and look, I would say this, Mark Craig did a story in today's paper about give KOC a little credit for saving that Addison run for the right way and getting the right look. And he called that play. And so the offense basically had what, one good play, the whole game, maybe two when they threw it at Jefferson at the corner, two good plays. But I'll say this defense, it's really criminal that if KOC has proven to be a quarterback whisperer with experienced quarterbacks, and then he goes into this year and he decides he could be the quarterback whisperer with inexperienced quarterbacks, and he was wrong. Okay, KOC was wrong about that. I'm not saying KOC should be fired or anything like that, but he was wrong about that. If they would have had a competent backup with this defense, they'd be in the playoffs and would be a threat. And I really, and I guess I'm somewhat concerned with Brian Flores in his position as far as his contract.
Yeah, I mean, the first part on Kevin O'Connell, I mean, if you think about, they didn't want to bring back Sam Darnold because he was too expensive, mm-hmm. but Will Fries, the right guard, had the worst game of anybody on the field yesterday, and he cost $17 million a year. Jonathan Allen, who I think has played okay this year, cost $21 million, and I know it's not exactly like that with the salary cap. They're a little lower than that for this year, but I mean, that's almost $41 million. Mm-hmm. And if Sam Darnold was here, this team's got 11 or 12 wins with this defense. And there probably would have been some frustrating moments early on, and there would have been some boos for Sam Darnold. But then once the defense got healthy, this team would have went on a run and would have been one of the most dangerous teams going into the playoffs, considering what they were just able to do against Detroit. We would have been talking about, hey man, this defense in the postseason, and also probably guys who have shut it down like Jonathan Greenard and Josh Metellus would have fought through their injuries and kept playing, and you would have been talking about this team being legitimately dangerous. I do think that what this recent run is proof that, like, the roster that they built around the quarterback position is very, very good. But, you know, the KOC and quarterback whispering thing is really tricky, because J.J. McCarthy has some serious fatal flaws that I don't know if anyone can just coach those up. And one of them is that he gets sacked a ton. He has one of the worst pressure-to-sack ratios. And the other one, of course, is the throwing technique and just the inconsistency that comes along with that. And I think that what you're talking about is believing that you could correct that, or believing that that would just pick up where it left off after 2024, after an injury that kept him out an entire year, and that they could just sort of work around it by, you know, giving him an expensive guard or bringing back Aaron Jones and getting Jordan Mason. That to me was hubris, the cost of being in the playoffs. And I mean, I think yesterday, as much as people want to celebrate that win, I think you should be angry after that win, because you wasted a defense with this much mm-hmm. talent because you believed that you could coach up guys who have never put, a guy who had never played before. And, you know, like, I don't put any of this on him for yesterday with Max Brosmer. Like, that is what it is. That's an undrafted number three quarterback.
Exactly.
The guy in Kansas City, you know, the guy in Kansas City threw for 60 yards yesterday, too. So that's what that usually looks like. But, I mean, even with Daniel Jones, like, even if Daniel Jones had been this team's quarterback, they are absolutely in the playoffs right now. And that should be extremely frustrating. But now it's, I think, to me, yesterday's performance should ramp up the urgency to figure out what you're doing next year. And really decide, do you believe J.J. McCarthy can be an above-average NFL quarterback next year? Because a lot of these players are coming back. Maybe not Harry, but almost everybody is coming back. And this defense, you know, there's going to be a lot to work with, whether it's Brian Flores or not.
And I'll tell you, you brought up a good point, too. You know, the Vikings really, especially at some pass defense, struggled earlier this year in some of the games. And if I remember correctly, Harry missed some games earlier in the year. And when, you know, he's a step slow and all that. Okay. But he knows what he's doing, and he gets everybody else to know what they're doing when he's out there. And from what I've read, apparently he's like had two kind of tearful press conferences the last 2 weeks. And he's going to have one more against that Packers, But I mean, that is a sign that he's probably getting, probably will retire. But anyway, I want to talk about Brian Flores. And I've said this at the start of the year, and I mean, this is highly unconventional, and I might be out of my mind when I say this. But Brian Flores, I do not want the Vikings to ever play against Brian Flores. I really don't. I mean, but I'm not saying that I think Brian Flores would be a good head coach. Okay. Yeah, not necessarily. And I don't really care. What I'm saying is I would like the Vikings to go to Brian Flores and say, how much we got to pay you to stay here? You know, we'll give you the $15 million that we gave KOC, and we will, and we'll give you a 3-year deal. And if after 3 years we don't get to the Super Bowl, you can go become a head coach. And maybe Brian Flores will say, I don't want to do that. I want to be a head coach. But it would seem to me they could do something to keep him here. Maybe. What do you think about that idea? Crazy or nuts or what?
Well, I don't know. But I'll tell you, the levee's going to break at some point with one of these owners just saying, you know what? What's in the past is in the past.
Yeah.
And we're going to hire this guy anyway because we're desperate. And, you know, the thing about Flores is, and I can't remember a situation like this where a coordinator did not have a contract for next year, and it's going to be free agency, unrestricted free agency for Brian Flores, which is really wild. And look, if Brian Flores doesn't believe in the Vikings quarterback plan, he probably won't come back, because this is great to celebrate him in a win where your offense gives you 3 yards passing in total, and you get a lot of praise and everything, but that's not what you're looking for. You're looking to really win, right? And if you have to carry every single game defensively, I think even a defensive coordinator would acknowledge that that's pretty darn hard to do. And there's going to be a lot of teams that have bad defenses that are saying, when Brian Flores arrived, the Vikings had a pathetic joke of a defense in 2022, and then had, what, three straight awesome seasons behind Flores. I mean, that's a turnaround that could be directly tied into him. Also, with the players that he brought in, like an Andrew Van Ginkle, who he was familiar with before. Here's the problem. The Wills do have a lot of money, and they spend a lot of money on the, you know, the coaches and the general manager and the players and all that sort of stuff. I don't know if they have as much money as Jerry Jones has. And I also wonder about another team. If I don't know if there is someone willing to make him a head coach with the whole lawsuit thing, because that's the front door of your franchise. But another team might be able to make him the assistant head coach or something like that. They might be able to offer him a situation where, hey, if you go to Dallas, you got Dak Prescott on the other side, a really good offense, and you get to rebuild in Dallas. And if you rebuild Dallas's defense and you win with them, you win the division next year with Dallas, you will be a head coach, because they'll be talking about it every single day on ESPN, not just after one Netflix game on Christmas Day. So I think it might be hard. It might really come down to, does he believe in that? Because I know he likes being here and has really, you know, loved the players and stuff, but that might be a hard opportunity to turn down if Dallas comes calling.
Well, and the one thing, there's not a salary cap on coaches, right? So so when we're talking about the salary cap, right, every team's got the same pot of money to spend no matter how rich you are, right? But the coaches, you can spend whatever you want on them, and it doesn't count. And so I've always been amazed that they would let this happen. I would have done this, and I said this at the start of the year. I'd sit him down, I'll sit down KOC, and I think KOC wants him here. I don't think KOC would be offended if you gave him more money. And really, this year is on KOC. And look, we'll see what happens going forward, but it's on KOC this year, and so we'll see what happens. And I'll tell you what, the Packers now are in the playoffs, I guess, so the Vikings did about as much damage as they could do, but that game will probably be worth watching as well. Thanks again, Matthew. Appreciate your insight on the Vikings, and we'll talk again soon.
Yep, thanks, Corzo.
Thanks. See ya. Matthew Collar at Purple Insider. When we come back, Lindsey Brown, what is it? Are you right? We'll see. No, are you wrong?
No, that's not yet. That's at the bottom of the hour. We got gambling talk first.
Oh, gambling talk. I should have kept Matthew longer. We'll see. Talk to you later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
That's the truth right there, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Korzenowski in for Hartman, Lindsey Brown in for Harrigan. And I have, since about mid, I want to say maybe like July, I've just been completely down on the Pocket, which the FanDuel, Grand, what's the other one? The ones that it's FanDuel, the two big ones.
DraftKings.
DraftKings. And then you hear occasionally ads for these other people trying to glom on. And ESPN tried to start their own, you know, handheld sports book, and didn't work because they couldn't get off the ground. So they just buckled and said, okay, we're going to enter into an agreement with DraftKings. And there was a story last week that I talked about that, and if you've listened to me on this station, I've said, look, I have no problem with a casino sports gambling. I'm not against gambling on sports. I'm not against that at all. We are a free country. What I'm against is what DraftKings and FanDuel Sports are doing to the better, because the casino is in your pocket. You don't have to get in your car, drive to a casino, get out, go to the window and place a bet, and then come back and get it later. They are pumping you for every minute of the game. It's as though you're sitting in a sports book 24 hours a day, and you're getting bombarded with parlays and other ways to separate you from your money. And what you will find out if you listen to the Michael Lewis podcast on gambling, when somebody starts winning in DraftKings or FanDuel, they cut you off. And so all these professional bettors who are really good at gambling legally because they figured it out, they have to have runners, mules, because they've already been kicked off DraftKings and DraftKings and FanDuel and other places like that. Vegas doesn't do that. Vegas doesn't kick you out. If you win big, they pay you as long as you didn't cheat in some way. So a story that came out last week was Massachusetts. Massachusetts, there was a glitch. And it was, which sports book was this? This was DraftKings. you can always bet the over and under, right? You can bet the over and under on things. And this was for Blue Jays outfielder Nathan Lukes, kind of a middle-of-the-road player. They're playing in the ALCS against the Yankees. And there was an over-under that he wouldn't get 9 hits in the series, right? Probably tough bet. They know how to set the number, right? This guy's not that great of a player, 9 bets. Well, somebody realized he started placing bets, and he placed a bet for, here's a bet, if he goes 1-0, if he gets 1 hit, if he gets 2 hits, if he gets 3 hits, if he gets 4 hits, if he gets 5 hits, if he gets... So he had a parlay on every one of those 9 bets, and he got 9 hits, so he won like 9 times. So he took a $12,000 bet, and it was worth almost $1 million. And guess what DraftKings said? They said, oh, we made a mistake. We didn't mean to do that. You shouldn't have to pay it. They said the bettor acted unethically and committed fraud by exploiting an obvious error. Well, luckily, the regulators were unmoved, and they had to pay the guy $1 million. Like, that's going to make a big deal difference for DraftKings, a $1 million bet that they let get under their nose when they're making gazillions and gazillions of dollars. And so Lindsay always sends me a lot of interesting articles every day. And so talking about the history of the psychology of sports betting. And really what I took from that article, and it was a very long article, was in the old days, it was you have got a moral failing. You have got a moral failing. It's kind of like if you watch the Andy Griffith Show and they have the drunk guy on there all the time, Otis, you know, they bring him in. They all love Otis. He's a wonderful guy. And when he gets drunk, he comes in and puts himself in jail because he's like public drunkenness. And then he's a really nice guy, but they take care of him, right? But you always get the sense that there's a moral failing. No, what sports gambling is it's like other addictions. It's like drinking. It's like there's been sexual addictions. There's a lot of different things where you get a dopamine rush from it. And that's what is going on with these sports books that they're doing that. And look, that can happen with the people going to the casino as well. But I'm not saying, but it's a different animal. DraftKings and FanDuel Sportsbook is a different animal, and it should be stopped. And Minnesota is one of a shrinking number of states that doesn't have it. North Dakota doesn't have it. Minnesota doesn't have it. Wisconsin doesn't have it. I think Iowa does have it because I know people go down there. But there's like 33, 34, 35 states have approved it because they're going to get a lot of money. And I had a Minnesota legislature on here when I filled in for Chad, you know, back in August. I can't remember her name, but she said she wouldn't have going to vote for it. So I hope that Minnesota, I mean, I have no problem if you allow sports books at, and I don't know, can I go to Mystic Lake and
nope,
bet the sports?
Not yet.
And I'd be okay with that.
Right.
But I'm not okay with FanDuel or these handheld casinos. Mm-hmm. And they're absolutely focusing on high school kids, college kids. They're supposed to not reach out to anybody past 21. That is not happening. High school kids, college kids. And these guys are really, if you're a kid and you win, all of a sudden you win a couple of $1,000, you are going to get hooked.
Every time during the holidays, whoever shows up, at least of my male cousins, there's a lot more of them than there are of me and my cousin Ellie. I talk to them about this because I don't know if you know.
They're on the phone all the time, aren't they?
Well, I mean, we all are. Well, it's not just them. No. I mean, we all are. And that's when we say, well, it's a moral failing of the kids. The kids, what do the kids do at your house about when they're following around mom? They act like mom. Well, what do you know?
They do.
What do you know?
They do.
What do you know?
They take the phone and the little babies do.
And we got toys that are fake phones for them so they can get used to it, so they can gravitate towards it. And you're so right, Corzo, because I don't know if you know this about me. The listeners certainly do. That I lived in Las Vegas for 5 years. And I was covering the Golden Knights. I was covering the Raiders, doing all that. And then living in the Mecca of unchecked capitalism and gambling. And Vegas sports gambling has really changed with the proliferation of access on your phone. And I think, like most things in our kind of messed up way of life right now that I think is making a lot of people sick is the pacing, right? You get things so quickly. You expect things quickly. You get there's not a lot of waiting. There's not a lot of boredom. And so if I have to walk into a sports book, wait in line, do all this, I would much rather do that. I'd be all for it. But if it's just 2 clicks on your phone, which is the same one you use for the endless ordering on Amazon or your Uber Eats addiction or whatever else, it's too easily started, and that habitual development is too easily fostered.
Yeah, it's
all the phone.
No, it's it's in the middle of the game, right? I mean, and they're you're
what
watching
game? This
you're
is
watching
the game.
It on,
the phone
watching
is
it on
the
TV
game.
And they say Oklahoma City Thunder is now +1 or -1 -13 points because they're up. You could bet every minute. You could place seven. You could place 100 bets on a Wolves game if you just kept betting it. I mean, it's just and people do it, and people get it done. So it's a terrible thing. When we come back, we're going to finish up the last half hour of the show with Lindsey Brown. I'm going to see if she's wrong. She gets to talk the show with last half hour. We'll talk about that when we return. Cora Zanowski in for Chad. Lindsey Brown in for Harrigan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The following statements have not been evaluated by, nor do they necessarily reflect the opinions of the Am I Wrong Committee.
Even the Am I Wrong Committee needs some time off once in a while. So you won't be hearing this today.
Dave makes it phenomenal.
Oh, you're so kind. And correct.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yes, we will miss that today. But please welcome, in place of the committee, Lindsey Brown with Am I Wrong?
All right, Lindsey, this is your big chance.
Well, it is my big chance, and I have a reputation to uphold, hence the open. I don't always get the opportunity to do this, but when I do, I try to bring it. And I do it a little bit differently than Dave, as most listeners know, hence the open. And I accumulate my Am I Wrongs just like most of my show prep when I'm just out living my life. And you get something, I got to write this down, right? I got to make sure that we bring this to the Chad Hartman show.
I think last time you asked me like the meaning of life or something.
Well, that was when we were doing your bit. And then you told me it was too deep.
It's kind of the same thing. The shot clock is kind of it's similar to Am I Wrong.
Right, exactly. And so we can expand a little bit. And I've already kind of gotten on this soapbox before. But Am I Wrong for warning all of my young cousins about Tom Brady being the ultimate cautionary tale for leading a life aligned with bro capitalism? You win it all for a while. You have everything. but will sacrifice it for 1 year of nothing with your boys. All the temporary glory gets written over every single year. There's a new champion every single year, Corzo. None of the human connection. She was disposable. She being Gisele Bündchen, who has since remarried. This is where the inspiration of this story comes from. Gisele was married to Tom Brady for a long time. They divorced after he decided to unretire and go back for 1 year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers a handful of years ago. But that's exactly according to the plan of bro capitalism, because it's always about the capitalism and then the bros. But earlier in the month, I think, Gisele announced that she was married, and Tom loves to respond in his Instagram story. Like, he loves to put up a response. Alex Rodriguez brings the same type of energy, where he wrote, he did like a selfie that was zoomed in on him wearing a hoodie saying "Forever Young" on it. Just like, just, it's me. This is the vibe. This is who I am. And so, am I wrong?
Wow, that's a long.
It's long.
Let me see if I get through what you're saying. Nope. One, I don't know who divorced whom. Okay, I really don't know who broke it up.
She left.
Well, are you sure?
Is that what we're saying? Last time we talked, I know it was the whole thing.
You talked to her? It was last time?
Remember when before they even divorced, he had to take some time off during training camp to like be with the family unit because
it was really tough? But I don't know the circumstances behind that. I do know that you're saying when he went to the Tampa Bay Bucks. Mm-hmm. That's not the one you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about, because remember, he
retired. Went to the Tampa Bay Bucks. They won the Super Bowl.
His first year.
I think he came back the second year.
Yep.
And they either didn't make the playoffs.
Lost in the playoffs.
Yeah, they lost in the playoffs. And then he retired.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went, did he actually go back?
He went back. Because remember, he was really not a fan of driving his kids to soccer practice. Yeah. He couldn't believe that his life had turned into this thing. And I know it's a big adjustment when you go from an athlete to a NARP, as we call the non-athletic regular people. He's still athletic, and I'm sure he's just biting the inside of his mouth watching Phillip Rivers sling it every weekend.
Yes.
You know that the calling is there.
It is.
TikTok, they're saying it's like the what's the villain in Spider-Man? The Goblin. The Goblin mask is calling to Tom Brady right now. But there's a cost for that, like, exaltedness that he has earned through his work. But at the end of the day, like, life is not about your work accomplishments, but we act like it is.
Well, and I'll say this. Tom Brady's not the first athlete to have a bad – I don't know if he's a bad relationship with his kids, but here's something I learned when I was a sports writer. I learned it when I was talking to Pete Rose's son. Pete Rose's son was playing in a minor league where I was working at the time. I was working in the It was either Fort Myers or the Quad Cities. They both had Class A teams.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, and so all of a sudden Pete Rose's son is coming through town and I'm going to sit down and talk to him. And my point was, I said, what was your relationship like with your dad? He goes, terrible. My dad was never around. He says he wasn't here during the season, of course, but when the season off season, he wasn't here either. He was running out to Vegas playing golf. He was hanging with his buddies. He goes, everything that I learned about baseball came from my mother. She played catch with me. She picked me up. She brought me to practices, and it's all about my mother. And so Pete Rose Jr., and I've heard that story by a lot of people, that when you're trying to be best at something in the world, that's all you care about.
That's the sacrifice.
And there's a lot of men and women that are like that. I think probably more men. But
the world's set up for
it. So are you wrong? What?
Am I wrong for using him as the cautionary tale? This is another soapbox I get with my
young girl. You can use him as the cautionary tale.
It's
but I'm just saying, I think that's universal.
Yeah.
Most people that are ultimately successful at the highest level, a lot of them have sacrificed their relationships with their children and other things. That is not uncommon. And I think it is more common amongst men. But maybe the only reason it's more common amongst men is because men have dominated that space, and women are now certainly there.
Right.
But
the patriarchy.
But it's a different. And I'll tell you what, there is a different vibe between the way your children look at a mother and the way they look at a father. There just is.
100%.
So I mean,
we're two different beings, two different roles.
It is.
And two
and
different
that goes
histories.
Back to the biology of it.
Biology of it. But there's also just the histories of this is the way it's always been done. And so I just want my younger cousins to be aware of all the things that trap them away from connecting to the people around them. Because long term, when I see how mental health is, and mine isn't great either, but just the way I see it, I'm like, guys, just please don't put like sports that other people are playing or the phone or anything above like just being around your people and finding connection. Because I think it's such a hard thing for young men these days. And
you are not wrong, I'd say.
No. Okay. Well, that's good. That feels good. I think that's the first time I've ever been told you're like, no, Linz, you're right on this show. And so this is off to a great start.
I said you're not wrong.
Well, Okay. Well, now we're getting to legalese, and now I can't battle you in your official arena. Kind of alluded to this one as well earlier. Am I wrong for thinking that there's more to men's interest than beer, fishing, and sports? If you go shopping at Patina, that's what you get to choose from if you're a man.
So this is the second time that Patina is Patina. Are you saying Patina is a store designed for men?
No, but they have Patina. Their target market is the female consumer, the female dollar. It's a great place to go get Christmas gifts, but they have men's stuff.
They have men's stuff. So we always give gifts at Secret Santa at our office. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so the big cheese, Michael Dady, is the big cheese. And whenever I got picked to bring him the gift, I would bring him some sort of gift that would irritate him. Okay, because that's my personality, for example.
Not shocked.
No, and so he didn't think that was always so funny, but now many years later, he laughs about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, another lawyer had Michael Dady, and he went to Patina because he didn't know a gift, and he found a hat that had Ham's beer logo on it.
They have tons of beer hats.
And Michael Dady's got his start as a lawyer when his dad was a Ham's beer distributor, and he got him out of a jam with it, so that was very sentimental to Michael.
Well, that's nice.
And that was a really thoughtful gift that he got at Patina. I had never heard of Patina until that time.
It's wild how much alcohol dominates a lot of our memories.
Well, it does. But
good and bad.
Look, I will say this. The men I hang out with, first of all, everything changes when you have grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say everything. I care more about my grandchildren than I did when I had my own kid. It was like, oh, it's too busy. But I was a very involved.
Why human race is
I was very involved. I mean, it wasn't like I wasn't changing diapers or things. I mean, it was funny when I had my son, I thought, oh, changing diapers is going to be terrible. Changing diapers is nothing.
It's so easy.
It's the lack of sleep.
Yes.
That's everything when you have little
babies. You can
always
wash your hands, people. Wear gloves if you're a male,
have a little towel ready.
Just in case.
You know, the air has an impact.
It does.
But one of the classics is, There's a great thing out the by, and I'm trying to think his name, but he talks about when he played golf with his buddy, and he was and the wife says, well, is he dating anybody? Is he doing this? And he has no information because they just spent 4 hours on the golf course and they ain't talking about their family.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're all like that.
That is very
true.
All
right, we'll take a break. Come back. More. Am I wrong? When we get back.
What do you think? Do you know anything about this?
No.
It's a gay hockey show, and you see stuff.
Where is it?
You get 5 episodes today, and the finale comes out on Friday night.
This is the best! You don't gotta go to work.
All right, Lindsay, back at it.
Yeah. You're not watching Heated Rivalry. I know I talked about this last week. You need to be. The finale is out. Don't watch it with your parents. Watch it with your partner.
What's the show called?
Heated Rivalry. It's about what if the NHL had gay players, and what if one of them came out?
That's it. What channel?
You know what would happen to the world, the healing that would take place.
What streaming services is on?
HBO. It's a Canadian product because we know we're not making those same things down here. I know that because they canceled Boots after Pete Hegseth called it woke garbage. Another amazing show.
There was a show back in the day. I forget what it's called. It was a football show that ESPN got kicked off because the guys were doing like drugs at halftime and stuff. But there was a gay football player came out on that show.
What a concept, right? Yeah. What a concept. The world could heal itself, but it chooses not to. Sometimes you just got to accept what comes out of said world. And we're going to return back to our Am I Wrong segment here. Am I wrong for championing this era's obsession with remixes? I love different distortions and beat drops with a chorus that I've been obsessed with since middle school.
No, I like remixes.
We all like to poo-poo modern music, right? No matter where it is. It's not like it was when I was growing up, right? And I think there's science that once you hit about 33 to 35, you kind of stay with the stuff that you've already consumed. You're not really as invested. I hope I'm not one of those people, but a lot of I've heard a lot of critique about how everybody just does remixes. There's not a lot of original stuff. I don't care. Whatever sounds cool, whatever makes my brain like loop it over and over again without it actually being played, like, I don't care what it is.
I generally like all different forms of music, but I'm not that exposed to music.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't listen to music stations. I listen to talk radio if I'm in the car almost all the time. I don't listen to music stations very much. So, but when I do get exposed to, new, like, my wife really liked 90s music. And And when I started listening to 90s music, I really liked it. It's a lot of headbanging.
Yeah.
And I thought it was kind of this mushy.
Are we in grungy? Are you like 90s grunge?
Yes.
And Nirvana?
So now my wife loves that stuff. We've seen Alice in Chains in concert.
Soundgarden.
We've seen a bunch of them. Not them, but we've seen them. So, and I really like rap. Okay.
Okay.
And but I just never get exposed that much to it. But when I do, I like a lot. I like country. I like old country. I like modern country. But when I'm really exposed to my favorite genre of the music is the 70s. I mean,
sure.
I like that, but 80s,
yeah,
not so much.
ABBA. I don't understand how that can coexist, but nature's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's exposure. I mean,
it is exposure.
And I grew up in, like, I was a play geek and I was in musicals in
high
school.
You're a theater kid?
I was in
I hear some stories about your type of people. Very interesting social circle to grow up in.
It was.
Just ask Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Hope that they're doing well.
Well, this was high school. This wasn't professional theater.
Correct. Theater kids are different. Like, there's the ones that are professional, and I'm sure it's a different thing, but it's probably the same stuff, just different.
I was referred to as a play geek.
Okay.
By my friends.
What's your favorite play?
Well, my favorite play that we did was How to Succeed. Well, I did South Pacific, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And in South Pacific, I was Luther Billis, who I had to dance with coconuts because it's a thing. You ever seen that?
Is there a picture?
No. There's no picture.
Oh, if only we had phones. Just think if we had phones in the 70s, how deep in the dark place we would be right now.
Yeah, so it was a term of endearment because, you know, they knew being a play geek was kind of fun.
The 90s band that I really want to see, it's like my Great White Buffalo that it's chasing down. I need to see Limp Bizkit. You want to talk about headbanging? I would willingly displace a cervical thing in my spine. Like, I would be okay with it.
Yeah, it's that's
for the bit.
My wife surprised
Corn.
Me because she had her babies then, and we're second marriage, but she had her babies then, and so she would just listen to 90s music. And
yeah.
So I've occasionally, you know, put it up on the Pandora because we've seen Alice in Chains, we've seen Pump, Smash Mouth. Saw them.
I freaking love Smash Mouth. That's right. A very unique sound. It's like very California.
And I'm sitting there, I'm looking at it, go, I didn't realize that all this music is like headbanging, which I like headbangers.
Okay. We're going to have a unique out-of-office experience one of these days.
I'm generally going to appreciate music, but I just haven't been, I just don't, you know.
I know what to play for you on Monday when you're in for Jason DeRussa. Right. Also, later on, Dan Cook in for Jason DeRussa following our program
today. Like I said, my wife likes 90s music, so I got exposed to it, and I like it. Like a lot.
Was there a Shania Twain in there? I feel like that for every young mother, there has to be Shania Twain in there, no matter what.
My other wife likes Shania Twain. Well, she was, I like
and now we're on our second marriage. That tells me all I need to know about you, Corzo.
I like country music. Both modern and old.
You love
like the old
dudes
George Strait
talking
stuff.
About jeans by a lake.
Love George Strait, you know.
That's not modern.
Yeah.
Bro,
no,
country.
I said I like the old country and I like the modern country. Yep.
Am I wrong? There should be no sports played on Christmas. It's not even about the athletes, because I know they make millions of dollars, and so we should be able to just do whatever we want with their bodies. They only exist for our entertainment. But I'm talking about like the ushers and the parking people. And I know people get paid a little bit more when you're working on holidays. I hope so. Our society might have rooted that out because I saw that Amazon wasn't giving out Christmas bonuses, and I can't deal with
that. Yeah,
it.
That's absurd.
Even if you don't observe the religious part, because I certainly don't, I just want people to have a day where it's about doing you. I hate that McDonald's is open on Christmas. I hate that people have to work. And again, I know that there's certain places that the world needs to have open for it to go around. We don't validate our humanity enough. Just we sell it. Want to sell less.
Well, I guess I'm not. I'm one of these guys that this was my view of holidays. And we do this within our family, for example, because we have like our kids, you know, they're married. And so they have two sets of grandparents. Right. And so for Thanksgiving, we do it on a different day so they can go. And then on Christmas, we do it at our house and they're doing it. So my point is, if somebody has to work on the holiday, I have no problem celebrating it a different day.
For sure. I just I have a feeling that if you're working at a, if you're running concessions at an arena, you probably have another job or two. And so it's just like there's, when you're not in that 9 to 5, you really don't get days off, because if you're part-time for everybody, you're always on demand, and you're probably not making enough where you can say no, too. That's just the state of where we're at right now.
No, so. Like I said, I grew up working on Christmas all the time as a sports writer. So I did it. It was not anything new to me.
You didn't care about. But that was before you had kids.
That was before I had
kids. Not every year is the same, but I'm just like, be where your feet are and with your people.
Yeah, if you can.
Or with yourself.
Radio, someone's, you know, I guess they fill in it. They do, like somebody said, is this a rerun? Not yet. Will be. Will be once we stop. Dan Cook coming in for Jason DeRusha. And I'll be Sunday, 10 to noon, Sundays with Corzo, and I'll be filling in for Jason on Monday, 3 to 6. Listen up for Jason DeRusha filled in by Dan Cook. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.